Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Ohio State students looking for a place to reflect and meditate can now do so in a private space on campus. It's a room created at the College of Education and Human Ecology. Here to talk with me about that is Dean Cheryl Ochterberg. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
The campus attack last November inspired you to create this meditation and reflection room. Did students talk about that during the roundtable discussions that were held?
Yes, it arose in discussions I held every Monday and Friday after that attack. It was just an open discussion time for people to come in and share at large what they were thinking about, how they were feeling. And what I heard was a lot of anxiety and uneasiness and the desire to have a space where people could truly meditate, reflect, and withdraw if they wish for a little while in a safe, quiet place.
What were the students saying about why this would be important for them?
Well, depending on a person's faith, in some faiths, people are required to pray on a regular basis and need a place and a space to do that. And other times, other people may not be of any particular faith, but they still wish to experience a meditative place where they can basically explore and reflect on the inside without a lot of external stimuli.
Describe the room.
It's small, it's plain, it's very simple, but it allows people to come in. If they wish to pray on the floor, roll a rug out, they may. There is no artwork, so it is not aligned to any particular faith. It's flexible. The main point is that people can come in, be comfortable, put their shoes away, put their coats away, and be quiet in a darkened space if they wish for 20 minutes at a time.
How do you see this helping students then on a day-to-day basis?
Some students will be using it routinely for their prayers. Others will use the room more or less sporadically when they feel anxious, when they just want to retreat for a little while. It can serve and does serve our staff and faculty as well as students. Staff have sent me emails on occasion, and students have too, thanking me for creating this space for them. It's really appreciated. There isn't any enforcer, monitor, or timekeeper, but I'm hearing input voluntarily from people who are using the room and are grateful for it.
There is a meditation room inside the student union, but this is kind of the first of its kind so far as a campus educational building.
So far as I know, that's true. There's a state-of-the-art meditation reflection room in the student union. I believe it's on the third floor with a foot washing station, and it's really very beautiful. But that's a relatively inaccessible physical space for a lot of students, especially if they're on the north end of campus. And so we're providing this space for students who are nearby here.
I've been talking with Cheryl Ochterberg, Dean of the College of Education and Human Ecology, about the new meditation and reflection room at her school. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.